with the Jets and New England. Mentor against the pupil itself. Let's start with Solomon Wilcots. How do you see this game?
Well, I do believe that Eric Mangini knows more about Belichick than maybe some of the other coaches in terms of being able to put a competitive game plan together. The key is you can't beat Bill Belichick the same way twice. Mangini has to go back to the drawing board to try to come up with another plan. I think that this time around, the third time you play a team within your division, it's always going to be a closely contested game, but I do have to give Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the Patriots the edge in this one.
Let's hear what Rich Cimini had to say yesterday about what happened last time when Eric Mangini first showed what he had up his sleeve.
They blitzed Tom Brady like he's never been blitzed before. In fact, the Jets blitzed him on 28 of his pass plays, which is just unheard of. And the Jets really sent everything at him, and Brady was dazed and confused.
Dazed and confused. Larry Weissman, when's the last time you heard Tom Brady being dazed and confused?
Probably at a Led Zeppelin concert. You know, that was the thing. The Jets, you know, they were very well prepared for that that second meeting and really, really handed it to the Patriots. And the Patriots were kind of in a stretch there where they were seeing a lot of that stuff. Certainly Miami put a lot of pressure on them as well. And I think that, you know, the Jets, they'll find a different way of doing something very similar. But this time around, I think New England, they've got the two running backs going and that Jet defense, I just don't know that it's going to hold up. And I think this could be a big win for New England.
And New England has never lost a playoff game at home, 10-1 in the playoffs under Belichick. Is there any chance the Jets can win this game, Mr. Solomon?
Oh, I do believe there is a chance, simply because I think when you play a same team inside your division, you play that team in the playoffs, I think it's an even slate because you're so familiar with each other. The players are familiar with each other in terms of personnel and understanding what you got to do to beat the guy who's lining up across from you. I don't know that you're going to have to be able to draw up some special game plan. In fact, I don't think there's any secrets in the cupboard on this one. That's why it's going to be a closely contested game. The coaches, the players all have contempt for each other. It's kind of like when Pittsburgh came to Cincinnati last year. Cincinnati had that high-powered offense. But because of two teams playing each other inside the same division and having that familiarity, I think it makes for a much more interesting and more close ball game.
What about the argument, Solomon, that Tom Brady may be, shall we say, a little bit more motivated than normal because of the fact he was snubbed from the Pro Bowl team, because people were suggesting maybe he'd lost a little bit this year?
Well, I think certainly the beating that he took from the Jets last time, I think he's going to sharpen his pencil and be that much more prepared this time around. I really don't think Tom Brady has anything to prove to anyone. But knowing Tom Brady the way that I do, he's got to prove something to himself. He always wants a chip on his shoulder. He's always going to carry that something extra to make sure that he's up in the bit and ready to play. And I think this game will probably bring out the best in Tom Brady.
You know, turnovers, run game. Here's Len Dawson, one final comment that we had from yesterday's show about this matchup.
Basically, I would say New England is a better football team than the New York Jets. Now, it's going to get down to one factor, and that's going to be turnovers. And the one thing about Pennington and the Jets that maybe they won't turn that ball over if they protect the football, and they got a chance. But when you're talking about who is the better team overall, you know, and the better people playing, I would say it's going to be New England.